Wishes that he did and so on. The first half of it is about all of the kelim that he took out of Beis HaMikdash and destroyed, and everything did wrong and got away with it. That's one. And mechuba to it is the story of Atok Itzavta Lamecha, the story with the 400 boys that he sent off. And he and had them go off to Avera. He had them go off to Avera, and was going to sell them off to Rome. And they jumped into the Yam. They asked if they'll have Olam Haba or not. They jumped into the Yam, and the Gemara in Gittin, the Kadosh Baruch Hu told them that better me boshen oshuv, that in oshuv and sol siyam, Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring back from the furthest reaches all those neshamas. So two halves, two stories about Titus. Both of them do Titus's rishis. Two horrors. The first horror was that there's a certain parallel between the two. That's mavlit the yichud of Klal Yisrael. There were two kelim of kedusha. The kelim in the Beis Hamikdash, Titus able to be shalit, because once Klal Yisrael, once there was no kedusha in the Mikdash, bo pritzim vayichalu, they were mechalit, and all these kelim, Titus could be shalit. Titus could drag the menorah back to Rome and celebrate with it. Bachuri Yisrael, the Bachuri Yisrael, he could not be shaylit on, because anyone that has an neshama and a ruach apov, umas olam have no shlita on him if he so desires. So the first thing is, first point, the parallel between inanimate kelim and neshama sakal Yisrael. Inanimate kelim can never have a kedusha that Chas V'Shalom can't be Nishalo. Bachuri Yisrael, people of Klal Yisrael, they always have an neshama. No one can be shalit on them. They could make life very hard. They can make things very difficult. But all, he has no shlita on Klal Yisrael. That's one nekuda that I was inspired to. There's another nekuda, and I'm always extremely, obviously, very moving, difficult. Bachuri Yisrael are young people in the prime of the youth. You know, when a child is young yet, you know that there is, you know that there is a lot of latent potential, but you don't see it as a child. When somebody is grown, so he's accomplished, he could do more. But when you get somebody at the prime, that's a time when a person is most able. The sense of the possibilities, the sense of potential is strongest at that moment, and therefore to take that and to sink it off in oblivion is hurts the most, because it's all your expectations are up, and the tzur of it. Not even a kaver gone away someplace. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "I'm everywhere," and they'll come back. I was irritated. Just recently, they put out a Masil Sisharim. Masil Sisharim is Masil Sisharim, and a boy, 19-year-old boy, wrote down the shiurim of his Rebbe and added his own notes of personal avoida, what it means to him, what he needs to push himself to, what he has to bring out of himself. Since we said yesterday Musa is part of it, I want to read one or two. It says, a person is created l'sanegal Hashem. He writes, this is the person, not the Shia, but this is a 19-year-old boy's hargoshes. Choyva lisanik. A person must be misanik. Ki atainug hu chasifa shal atmis hanefesh. The tainug, when a person is misanik al Hashem, that exposes the atmis of his nefesh. Choyva sa'odam limtzes atzmai ba'atzmai. A person has a chiv to find himself within himself. Legalo islach sismashay to megala is neshama. And then he has, on the Ramchal's points of that the world is like a praise der, and the traklin is really up there. So pashtus, you seem to learn that the praise der is just echetimtza. It's basically denigrating it. Yeah, it's not. It's nothing. This is nothing. But it's not. This world is a praise der. So he writes, this is personal gosha. Lefateach tzimoin. The tachlis of a proizder is to bring out a thirst. Mishaloi tzoma, a person who's not thirsty, lo yofik ta'eles, won't get any ta'eles. Kefiat tzimoin boilam haze. With the tzimoin that a person has in this world, kachu merchav amimush boilam haba. That's how much a person realizes in olam haba. When we mistake it for this type of chiyus, the chiyus of Mahab and so on, it opens a person's hopes, ambitions, and on that, that's how a person becomes Barolam Haba, when he becomes full of toiv and is tzami for toiv. Those words were written by a 19-year-old boy, and the whole sefer is full of this type of things. I just picked two things that struck me most of it. This 19-year-old boy didn't go to yeshiva. I think he was born from home. He went there to start something called a Mechinat Tzveit, a one-year program, a bridge between a high school and army, to be Mechazik Emunah, to strengthen, and he was turned on very strongly in it. At the age of 23, he took part in the fight in Gaza, and when there was a quote-unquote ceasefire of the Shoyim Arurim, he went to look for tunnels for the mining and was killed. His name is Hadar Golden, and he's one of the people whose body was not yet returned 4 years later. It's still in Boston. But these are Bachur Yisrael, somebody who at 19, without a real yeshiva background, came to these deep, a whole sefer full, a whole Masil Sesharim. They just published it, and I couldn't take my eyes off it. The points that he brings from his Rebbe are very, very to Zach, and his own Nekudas, one after the other, page after page, and they put it in handwriting, so you get the sense of what a person, this is a person with so much potential. Who knows? The Ashkocha, unfortunately, we're still distant. The Ashkocha has it that Bachur Yisrael for the last 70 years have been, it had to be sacrificed war after war after war after war. How much potential was sunk? How much potential of Klal Yisrael went down the drain to oblivion? It's something to mizbeinen on. The extraordinary miyuchad katzar that Bechuri Yisrael should be taken from us to oblivion. There's aftocha. Yibashin Oshif. Nothing of value that Yisrael has won't come back to us. How, what, when? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. May the Dvarim be a schus that he and those who are not yet Zeichet HaKev Yisrael should at least be Zeichet HaKev Yisrael. And something to be explaining, you know, we sit comfortably Baruch Hashem, you know, but there's a constant bleeding of Bachur Yisrael, of people in their youth, in their prime. So much potential Christ could have. This is part of that klala of This is part of that call of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash.